Tiger Woods' wife officially divorced. Tiger Woods and his Swedish-born wife officially divorced Monday, 9 months after his middle-of-the-night car crash outside their home set off shocking revelations that the world's most famous athlete had been cheating on her through multiple affairs. "We are sad that our marriage is over, and we wish each other the very best for the future," Woods and Ellen Nordgren said in a joint statement released by their lawyers. The divorce was granted in Bay County Circuit Court in Panama City, Florida, about 375 miles away from their Isleworth home outside Orlando. The couple had married in October 2004 in Barbados and have a 3-year-old daughter, Sam, and a 19-month-old son, Charlie. The marriage was described in court documents as irretrievably broken, with no point in trying to reconcile. Terms of the divorce were not disclosed, except that they will share parenting of their two children. "We love Ellen, and we are so proud of the grace and strength she has shown during this difficult time," said Nordgren's father, Thomas Nordgren, a talk show host at national broadcaster Swedish Radio. "We know that she will come out of this even stronger and has a bright future in front of her." The divorce was finalized by Bay County Circuit Judge Judy Pittman Bible during a brief hearing in a conference room in her chambers, according to Bible's judicial assistant, Kim Gibson. The couple signed a marital settlement agreement on July 3rd and July 4th, the weekend of the AT&T National outside Philadelphia, where Woods failed to break par in a PGA Tour event for the first time in 11 years. The sordid sex scandal cost Woods three major corporate sponsors, Accenture, AT&T, and Gatorade, worth millions of dollars, and he lost his image as the gold standard in sports endorsements. A month after the scandal became public, Woods spent 2 months in therapy at a Mississippi clinic with hopes of saving his marriage. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Renee Haynes.